Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Welcome back on the air. Welcome back at the fair. Hope you are where you want to be. If it's at the fair, that's great. If not, it's on your way to the cabin because it's Friday night, my friends.
I want to memorize this moment in about, you know what, 3 months, 4 months. Wind chill babble. Nuisance snows.
Wait for it.
Soaking this up, and you should too.
Yeah, let's talk something positive. How about NAFTA? Good times. No, it's true. We had some movement in what was used to be the North American Free Trade Agreement. On Monday, it was announced that talks between President Trump and Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto, they had reached a preliminary deal, and that was positive. American automakers were getting a little nervous, but even that has been smoothed
over. I think
they're
breathing a big sigh of relief from what I understand.
So the Canadians said, hey, let's get in on some of that. We want some of that trade deal as well. And things were thrown into disarray this morning because it was looking like we were going to have a deal with Canada. But apparently the Toronto Star reported that President Donald Trump told reporters, I guess in an off-the-record discussion, that he has no plans to compromise at all with Canada during the negotiations. So where does that leave us? Hopefully our next expert can shed some light. Cutterly. Thank you, Bob. Bob Cutterly is a Freeman Professor of the International Trade and Investment Policy at the Humphrey School of Public Affairs and the University of Minnesota Law School, joining us now to give us some knowledge. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Good to talk to both of you.
All right. What happened exactly this morning with those comments? Were they off the record? Did the Toronto Star do something wrong?
Well, I have heard this story a couple of different ways. I think that the interview was with Bloomberg, but this guy who reported for the Star, the two big papers in Toronto, somehow got the story directly. So I guess Bloomberg didn't violate the off-the-record part, or at least that's their story. But at all events, it has been a terrible blow to the prospects of having a really good agreement because I think almost everybody who's looked at the automobile sector, which is the sector that everybody's mostly concerned about, understands that Canada is a vital part of this tripartite juggernaut now. We have a very strong manufacturing base in cars now, including all three countries, and that it's going to be very disruptive if Canada isn't on board. And the Canadians can't look as if they're being bullied. Donald Trump has a style that doesn't go down well with lots of Americans. You can imagine how much less well it goes down with foreigners.
Bob, who has more to lose at the end of the day, the United States or Canada, by not getting some sort of a trade deal negotiated quickly, that where both sides can save some face?
Well, I think you put your finger on it, Paul. Like Canada, as the smaller country, clearly has greater stakes, and that's true of Mexico as well. And one of the things that the president has tried to do is just sort of to maximize the leverage that we use with our trading partners. And while that may seem like a good idea, in isolation, I think sometimes the way it's been done hasn't been that good. But I think what you're implying is that the Canadians will probably come around, and I suspect you're probably right.
So Mr. Trump then didn't necessarily have to make any concessions. It's just that maybe he shouldn't have told the rest of us about it. It was a good strategy to begin with.
Or maybe he leaked it on purpose, Jor.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'll let you two speculate about
yeah.
that.
But, a lot of,
but I,
no
I
shortage
think that
of that.
It was very, I think it was very unfortunate because he'd already, in essence, presented the Canadians with an ultimatum and had already rather insultingly renamed NAFTA, the U.S.-Mexican trade agreement. And this was just kind of like the last straw. But I suspect, in a sense, it probably isn't the last straw, in that the Canadians and the Americans have both said that the negotiations will continue on, that they haven't stopped. They were just hoping for today, but this was a self-imposed deadline for getting the thing wrapped up, and they will go on over the next few days.
Bob, before we let you go, we have about a minute left. Can you tell us how this agreement is better or different than NAFTA?
Yes, it's better for perhaps some workers. I think it's worse for anybody buying a car, because although we can't know yet, it can increase the costs of cars by obliging more of the content to come from North America, and by having a base wage built into Mexican exports into North America. The bottom line is that it can't raise car prices more than 2.2%, or else the whole rest of the world can bring cars in. That's a kind of break, because that's the level of our tariffs without NAFTA. Now, the president, of course, might very well go ahead and try to increase that, and that's what people are really afraid of, that he'll try to raise the tariffs on, or put on quotas, in order to keep cars from coming in from the rest of the world to compensate for the increased cost that he's generating in North America.
Bob, our understanding is now, under this new agreement with Mexico, at least 75% of cars measured by value have to be produced here in the United States.
Yes, it was
up from
62.
Right, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
62.5 to 75%, and the average wage has to be somehow measured $16 an hour.
And automakers have to use more local steel, aluminum, glass, and other parts. And again, the president coming through with something he promised to his constituents for a long time, right? Made in America.
Nobody can be surprised that he moved in this direction. I think some people are surprised with the ferocity, if you will, with which he treated our trading partners.
All right, Bob Cutterly. He's a Freeman Professor of International Trade and Investment Policy at the Humphrey School of Public Affairs and the U of M Law School. Thank you so much for your expertise,
yep.
Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
My pleasure. Good to be with both of you.
Yeah, it's interesting, and it's happening, and Canada's going to get on board.
His supporters would say.
He's doing what he said he was going to do.
And it looks like maybe he did, in fact, cut a better deal for the United States.
Getting it done.
So beyond the bluster and bravado and the tweets, at the end of the day, did he move the needle? Is it a better deal for American workers? Mm-hmm. I mean, time will tell, but many are saying yes. We'll
see. It's also 5:20. When we get back, gubernatorial candidates at the state fair, does shaking their hand make you want to vote for them more? We're going to ask you that question and talk to a reporter on CCO.
Jol and Pordana.
Okay. I like it.
Paul and Jordina.
Oh, my gosh.
Out at the
worse.
Fair, and a lot of candidates have been trolling the fair, shaking hands, debating, trying to stay as Minnesota nice as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to offend anybody. I have to believe that if you shake somebody's hand, that maybe that person might be a little more likely to vote for you. I mean, politicians have been doing this for, what, thousands of years. So
they don't like us anymore when they shake our hands here at the fair, so I don't know.
Really? Oh, boy.
It's all good.
But a lot of the gubernatorial candidates were out here at the fair, as you would expect, and things got a little contentious. Judy Keene at Star Tribune is here to give us an overview of what has happened at the fair and elsewhere. Judy, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much.
Judy, this is supposed to be like the Minnesota Nice gubernatorial race. We heard there were boos.
There were boos and jeers directed at both candidates. I think it helped a lot that the event was outdoors and the feelings were sort of unrestrained. Ah. And I think it also made the whole thing a little bit more lively today.
Well, what were they booing?
They were booing each of the candidates, obviously the partisans from the other party who disagreed with what they had to say. And at one point, Jeff Johnson, the Republican nominee for governor, even made a joke about it and told people at one point to keep on laughing, and then said rather sarcastically, "I love the tolerance from the left." So it was boisterous enough that the candidates both certainly noticed it.
One thing I've noticed out here at the fair, the filter is gone. People come up and they pretty much say what's on their mind, good, bad, or, mm-hmm. or otherwise. And mm-hmm. and I guess politicians, obviously, you have to have a thick skin if you want to be in elected office. But how did the candidates react? I mean, did they keep their cool?
Yeah, they kept their cool. And, you know, both of them are pretty practiced at the points that they want to make in the public forums, and this was their fourth one, so they're sort of used to the give and take. But I also found that today's debate, unlike some of the previous ones, has a little sharper edge to it, both in terms of distinctions between the two men on the issues, such as education and taxes and spending, and President Trump. I think that they were both eager, maybe with an eye to the calendar and only 9 weeks to go until mm-hmm. Election Day, to kind of sharpen their differences for public consumption.
Now, Judy, we weren't there. Did you hear any surprises today? Any changes on policy? Anything different?
Yeah, anything that made you do a double take?
No. I would say that the overall sharper tone, because both of these men in the past in their encounters have been pretty genial and, you know, applauding each other's introductions as they did again today. But you could tell that they were both into needling each other today. Uh-huh. I don't think we heard anything dramatically new on the issues, but let me give you an example. Jeff Johnson, the Hennepin County Commissioner and Republican nominee, was asked about President Trump, and he said, I think he's leading the country in the right direction, but he and I differ on some issues, and I don't always like his style. And then Johnson pivoted from that response into saying something along very close to this: if we're going to play those kind of games, maybe you should ask Tim Walz about Keith Ellison. Keith Ellison, of course, the U.S. representative who's running for attorney general in the DFL and is facing some allegations of domestic abuse. So it was interesting to see that turn and to kind of jab home a potentially troublesome topic for Walz, the Democratic candidate.
Did he respond to the Ellison comment?
Yes. He handled it fairly deftly and said that he supports an investigation and that if evidence emerges of wrongdoing, that perhaps Ellison would have to walk away. Careful language, as politicians typically use, but again, I felt that he was prepared for that question.
Okay.
Judy, any evidence that there was more interest this year? Are voters more engaged? I mean, maybe it's hard to compare with other years, but do you just sense a heightened awareness and interest political at all levels, including the governor's race?
I absolutely do. And just from a reporter's perspective, earlier this week, I spent a full day at the fair talking to people. I was surprised, as you probably know as reporters, when you approach a stranger and ask them to share their thoughts and what issues concern them, many of them are often quite reluctant to do so. But in the full day that I spent at the fair, I found people eager to talk about it and up to speed on the candidates and the issues in the various campaigns, and ready to engage with me, which suggests to me that they're paying really close attention to campaigns at all levels this year.
That's great. That's fantastic.
It's the way it should work,
really.
Right?
No one likes the divisiveness, but if anything positive has come out, it's people are more engaged. They know more about the issues. They know who the candidates are.
They're paying attention.
And there's a positive.
Yep.
And
Judy,
we saw that in the August 14th primary, where a surprisingly large number of people participated. I suspect we'll see that again in November.
Judy Keene, reporter with the Star Tribune. Judy, thanks for the time today.
Thanks, Judy.
Have a great weekend.
You too, ma'am.
It's 5:30. People are waiting for the happy hour.
We got lots to be happy about.
Except I don't have a beer, so I might have to go get one.
Somebody can take care of that. Yeah.
We'll do the happy hour here. 651-989-9226, or you can send us a text at 81807. The happy hour is up next on CCO.
Radio.com.
Because
I'm happy for AC and ice cream and cold beer. Not necessarily in that order. Tom in Eden Prairie, happy his first granddaughter is due 1 week from Monday. Congratulations, Tom. Jor, you got a lot of happy
people.
We're busy
out here. We're busy out here. We got a lot of happy out here. Jody's been waiting to do the happy hour. She says she listens to us every day. Hi, honey.
Hi.
What are you happy about?
I am happy because, first of all, it's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday.
And,
very cool.
And my handsome husband sent flowers to me at work, and now he's taking me out to the state fair. So I have lots to be happy.
What a good husband.
So
you're well-trained.
Jody's handsome husband, what are you happy about?
I'm happy I've got a beautiful wife.
Yes,
they're
you
good.
Do.
They're good.
Yeah, they are.
That is the
I
way
can
to
see
end
why
the
they're
fair.
A couple. Yes.
So what's your name, love?
Sharon.
What are you happy about?
Oh, it's the day turned out to be really nice. It was forecast to be rainy, and I'm glad it's not raining.
Yeah, Sharon was really mad at you, Paul.
What channel were you watching this morning?
Good job, Sharon. Good job, Sharon. Anybody have a happy? What are you guys happy about? No, we don't want to do that. All right, we're going to go over here. Oh, here we go. What's your name, dear?
Brenda.
Brenda, what are you happy about?
I'm happy I got to come see you guys live at the fair.
Oh, that is so nice. I'm not happy you didn't share any of those cookies with us. Oh, I'm kidding.
Never too late.
All right,
still
Paul,
some
you got
left.
Anybody over there? Because we're now heading over to the 15-year-old contingent.
Jess from Oakdale is happy because she survived her first week of school.
Oh, she's already in school.
Yeah.
Anybody in this group already in school? Nobody yet. We're going to start with my number one who's at the fair. What's your name, dear, and what are you happy about?
I'm Marley, and I'm really happy to be at the fair with all of my friends today.
We're going to go down the line, Jess.
I'm Jessica, and I'm happy I got fried pickles today.
Nice.
I'm Zoe, and I'm happy that we're getting food.
I'm Mason. I'm happy at Shabbos, and I ate a pork chop.
It's Mason. Oy, oy, oy.
Hi, I'm Sadie, and I'm happy that I get to have French fries.
That's right.
I'm Adam, and I'm happy that football is going to be starting soon.
Adam, you are so cute. I love you. Oh,
I'm Kobe, and I'm happy for all the great food at the fair.
I'm Jack, and I'm happy that I'm finally in the high school.
I'm Ben, and I'm happy because it's a nice day.
I'm Jackson, and I'm happy it's finally summer and the weather is nice.
I am so happy to see these faces at the fair. I love seeing all their faces. Paul, you jump in if you got anybody up there. Hey, Paul, if you're paying attention to the happy hour, jump in if you got anybody up there.
I'm sorry, I'm chit-chatting with a nice lady that gave me Sweet Martha's.
What's your name, love?
Sophia.
What are you happy about?
To be here with my best friends.
Yes, well done. Are these the said best friends?
Hi, I'm Grace. probably the same thing.
I'm Laura. I'm happy that school hasn't started yet.
Right, I know, that's for sure. What's your name, dear? Get that fork out of your mouth. You got to tell me what you're happy about.
My name's Katie.
What are you happy about today?
Just being at the fair with my husband here and enjoying life, relaxing.
Katie, this looks good. What are you eating?
It's a shrimp taco.
Nice, a shrimp taco. Well done, Katie. Katie's handsome husband, what's making you happy today?
Well, just enjoying all this awesome food.
And your lovely wife.
Yes.
I'm just trying to help you out, buddy. Just trying to help you out here, okay?
I appreciate that.
That's good. Enjoy your time at the fair. Paul, you jump in if we got any callers. Hi, love. Let's lick those fingers and tell me what you're happy about.
It didn't rain today.
Yes, well done. Is this your handsome son? What's your name, love?
Ansel.
Ansel, if you can tell me what's making you happy between all those cookie bites, that'd be great.
The crepe stand. I love those crepes.
You know what? Well done. I agree. Those crepes are delicious. What's your name, love?
Donna.
Donna, what's making you happy?
Being here with my grandson and daughter.
You have a beautiful family. Enjoy the crepes, the cookies, and your daughter and grandson. What you got up there, Paul?
Not much.
Really? I'm doing all the work
People
out here.
People are spellbound by your interview.
And
they want to hear more of you. They want to hear much less of me. That's fine.
What's your name, sir?
Mark.
Mark, what are you happy about?
I'm happy I'm done working for the day.
Really, you're not actually going to say I'm handsome husband.
Mark,
I'm happy
are you
that you're
happy
done
that
working.
You have a lovely, smart, creative?
I'm happy that I'm married to the most wonderful woman in the world.
Now, that's there what I'm go. Talking about.
Read the cue card.
Keep it going.
Keep it going. Don't no stop there.
I'm happy that he and I finally get to go and enjoy the fair together tonight. So we're going to go
just
have a beer.
Just the two of you.
Just the two of us and
Kidless.
Walk around. Those 15-year-olds have taken off. He had the little ones at the fair all day yesterday. They were soaked and full of food by the time they got home, but He and I get some quiet time today.
That's awesome.
That's right. Anyone else out here? No, no. Oh, we got people who don't want to share. They're happy. There's really nothing on the text line over there?
No.
Oh, all right. Oh, the one cookie left. I appreciate that. What are you happy about, dear? What's your name?
Laura.
Laura, what's making you happy?
I already said I'm happy that school hasn't started yet.
That's right. Yeah, she was sitting down. Now she's standing.
What else? I'm happy that I'm full.
Oh, nice. Well done, Laura. Well done. Sir, can you tell me your name? Tom. What's making you happy today, Tom?
Just all the great food and just watching all the new people.
We love that you're out here, sir. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. What else you got up there, Paul?
My beautiful wife and I celebrated our 13th anniversary yesterday.
Nice.
Awesome. Congrats.
Happy anniversary. What's your name, sir?
Paul.
Paul? Oh, another Paul. What's making you happy today?
Just being here. I don't know.
I don't blame you. Just being here is making me happy, Paul. Paul, who's this sitting next to you over here?
Mary.
Hey, Mary. What's making you happy today?
Being at the fair.
Nothing more is needed than being at the fair. Thank you, Paul and Mary. Appreciate that.
Hey, Jor, we have Lori on the line from Lakeville. Hey, Lori, what's making you happy tonight?
I am happy to be playing in the Minnesota State Horseshoe Tournament this weekend.
Oh, wonderful. Tell us more. What is entailed? What's involved there?
So I'm a member of the National Horseshoe Pitchers Association. I play in leagues and I play in tournaments all year, and this is what we work for. We work to play in the state tournament. It's up by Little Falls.
You guys must be good.
We are serious about our sport, yes.
What's the name of your team?
I don't have a team. I'm playing by myself. Team Lori.
Team Lori.
It's singles this weekend. Doubles.
Oh, it's singles.
Weeks.
Okay, all right. Well, good luck up there. And
thank you.
Make us proud, Lori. That's awesome.
Will do. Thanks.
Paul, I got some customers over here.
All right.
All right, Dove. What's your name?
My name is Atima Poca.
What's making you happy, love?
Spending time with my family and with my siblings.
And she's got a whole bucket of cookies, I'll tell you that. That's making all of them happy. What's your name, love?
My name is Dakariya Poca.
How old are you, sweetie?
I'm 13.
Oh, just the cutest thing. Just the cutest thing. Oh, my gosh. What's making you happy?
Being at the state fair today.
Bring it. And is this your brother? What's your name, love?
Desmond Dysart.
Desmond, what's making you happy today?
Eating fried Snickers.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, Mom, you got your hands full, right? Fried Snickers and cookies and drinks. Oh, they're going to feel good tonight. What's your name, love?
Charity Aarons.
Charity, what's making you happy?
Just being here, spending time with my family.
They're so sweet. Mine booked. My kids were like, all right, Mom, we said what we're happy about. We're out. They're not spending time with Mama. They're done. What's your name, love?
Malcolm Blakely.
Malcolm, what's making you happy today?
Gelato ice cream.
Gelato ice cream.
Yes.
Bring it. Well, thanks for being on WCCO with us. Enjoy your happy. Thank you.
Hey, Jor, we got a couple of texters. I find out the gender of our first grandchild on Sunday. That's Julie and Medalia. Congratulations, Julie. I'm happy because my parents' dog was found after being lost for 6 weeks. She was found 60 miles away from home thanks to a chip in her neck. Wish my kids had that chip in their neck. Another person texts, sad I have to work the weekend. Happy I get Monday and Tuesday off. And Jordana, you can identify with this. I don't know if this is a scam. Another texter writes, my girlfriend got out of prison tonight. What do you say to that? Well, okay. Congratulations. Time to turn the page and move on. Jor?
I got my friend Nita out here. Nita has completely shed all of the children that she came with. So was that your goal, to lose your children at the fair?
No, I love hanging with them.
Oh, okay. So you're not happy that they have abandoned you.
I am happy. And they're right behind me.
I'm happy they're back, too.
Even happier. But you know what makes me happiest, Jordana?
Huh.
My three kids that were at camp together all summer, when they came home and they get along beautifully and they emptied out the house and decided to have a garage sale to declutter.
I need some of those
it
things.
Made me stressed out at the beginning, but now I'm so happy that they get along.
Oh, so sweet. I love that, Nita.
Wow.
Omri, what's making you
very
happy?
Nice.
Just my mother and just her sincere approval. I don't get that a lot.
Are you being serious?
No, that is...
All right, the kids are getting sarcastic. We're done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.